remit, we transfer and enable customers to transfer money to family and friends into their home countries. And with the number of Kenyans living and working abroad, including Australia, we're enabling those Kenyans to send money back home. And that is a great source of funding into Kenya and clearly helps the economy. The Central Bank of Kenya estimates that in November 2016 alone, around $161 million was transferred into Kenya through remittances, and we're pleased to play a part of that.
This is mainly the Kenyan case, mainly done through what they call mobile money. Explain it to me. What is it? What does it really mean for someone who doesn't know anything about what mobile money is?
Mobile money is probably one of the most important developments we've seen in our lifetime in relation to financial services. And that's not an understatement. Mobile money allows those without bank accounts to store and use money on their mobile phones like a bank account. So particularly in places in Africa, including Kenya, there's a very high uptake of mobile money because a lot of people don't have access to bank accounts or simply don't want to use bank accounts. And so mobile money is a way to facilitate that. The importance with the service that we provide is that we enable transfers into mobile money accounts, including M-Pesa in Kenya, which is a very, very popular way in which people store and use money.
Your organization has helped so many people in this regard, because I know that not many people in African nations have formal dealings with financial institutions. But World Remit has helped the ordinary person on the streets of African nations to own bank accounts, even if it's a mobile one. So how difficult or rewarding has this journey been to you?
Very early on, when our founder, Ismail Ahmed, set up World Remit, he had a vision of really helping the individual send money back home. And Ismail himself had some difficult experiences when he was younger in trying to send money back home as well. And so we've grown the company. We've really had the customer in mind. And so in that way, I don't think we've really acted like a traditional finance institution. We've really put customer experience and the customer interests first and foremost. And that's led us to really think about, well, how do we actually help people wanting to send money back home to Africa? And a lot of that involves us getting into partnerships, commercial partnerships with the main players, like M-Pesa in Kenya, for example. And so we've spent a lot of time and energy in really building up our partnerships with local facilitators in Kenya and other places in the world. And we've been very clear on our strategy of really helping the customer and making the experience very easy.
As you just rightly said, in November of last year, Kenyans overseas sent $161 million to their country. And in January this year, it was $140 million. How important are these remittances to individual Africans personally and to the country's economy generally?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Martin. I think from top down, what I mean by that is that, so at the very top, if we look at the economy itself, the numbers you quoted there are significant numbers, and that represents quite a large inflow of Kenyan shillings, really, into the community, into the society, and as a total portion of GDP or economic indicators, that's a significant amount. So that's sort of the top level. But also at the bottom level, for individuals, that means that Kenyans living and working abroad can help their family and friends back home, whether it's medical expenses or schooling fees or whether it's simply groceries. So it really changes the life of a lot of migrants working overseas. We've had some really good feedback from some of our Kenyan customers in Australia who really appreciate the fact that they can actually speak to their brother or sister or mum and dad back home through instant messaging service and then send the money through World Remit instantly. And so the money gets there straight away. There's no need for the recipient to walk to a bank or an agent to collect cash. They can simply receive the money on their mobile phone through the M-Pesa account. So that really does change the lives of many of our customers and their family and friends.
I noticed that Australia happens to be among the top five countries sending money. I mean, to Kenya. I mean, Kenyan nationals in Australia are among the top five sending money to their home countries. And through this M-Pesa, which is a groundbreaking mobile money service in Kenya, which is also marking 10 years of its existence. So how does your organization, World Remit, tie in with M-Pesa's work in East Kenya? How does it work?
It's very simple, Martin. So our customers log on to our website or download our app. And once they've registered, they can then choose to send money to their family and friends in Kenya. And there's a drop-down menu where people can choose to either send money to M-Pesa accounts, or in fact, we also enable cash to be picked up through Kenya Commercial Bank, UPSC Money Transfer, UAE Exchange branches, for example, and also bank account transfers as well. As you said before, we're just finding that a lot of our customers prefer sending money to M-Pesa, and that accounts for over 90% of our transactions. But it's a very simple way in which our customers can simply choose how to send their money by clicking on a drop-down menu and putting in the relevant selection.
So what about other countries in Africa where M-Pesa doesn't have a presence?
In terms of other African countries, we currently send to 140 countries around the world, which includes a number of other African countries, including Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Uganda, just to name a few. So currently, we're connected to around 32 different mobile money services around the world, including M-Pesa, 24 countries. So it's not just Africa. We're also enabling our customers around the world to send to mobile money accounts in the Philippines, for example, to Indonesia, just to name a few. But it's certainly a growing area, and that's really a large part of what we're doing here at World Remit. And M-Pesa is certainly leading the way in Kenya with that.
Well, World Remit, I know, is only a few years old. And I spoke with your founder last year when he visited Australia. But I was always eager to find out why all of a sudden so many people have turned, at least including all my friends, have turned from Western Union and RIA and others, and everyone is going to World Remit. I'm just curious to know what has been the success, what has been the basis of this success. How come that all of a sudden you have just almost dominated the market in that very short period of time?
Yes, I think our online digital solution is really resonating with customers. I think the traditional way of sending money, of lining up on the send side, handing over cash, filling in forms physically, perhaps withdrawing cash from a bank, then walking to a shop to do that, and then having the recipient also do that on the receive side, just takes a lot of time and effort and can be quite costly. And so when we set up the company, when Ishmael had the vision for World Remit, it was really, how do we make it simple? How do we allow people to send money 24/7 from their mobile phones at a very efficient rate? So I think, like most financial services, if you're providing a superior service in terms of cost and efficiency and making it easy for customers, we all have busy lives these days and we all like to be able to transact very, very easily. So I think the ease of use of our service and the effectiveness has really meant that we've been able to get a lot of the traditional customers come over and use our service, which is great, I think, for everyone.
If anyone wants more information on your company or how to go about these things, is there any website or anywhere he can go?
Yes, certainly. So our website, www.worldremit.com, can be accessed, and all the information in relation as how to use our service and how to transact is on that website. And people can also go to the Apple Store, Google Play, and download our app as well. And there's instructions as to how to use our service there as well.